All right, welcome back to another episode of Chewing the Fat. It's your boy, Tensil B.
The King.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Hanging in there, man, trying to survive all this bad air we got over here from the fire.
Yeah, man. Yo, how's that shit going? What precautions are y'all taking?
It's closed the windows. Hot as hell in here.
Shit. Oh, yeah, because y'all don't do the AC thing, huh?
No, man, we got fans on, man. It's so hot in this damn house, man. God damn. And the sun been out the whole week, but we haven't seen it, though, because it's been so bad. It's like grayish. Looks like fog with a smoke. Orange sky.
Motherfucker, that's some of that goddamn Persian Gulf Desert Storm shit.
Yeah, man.
Like when them motherfuckers lit off them oil rigs.
Yeah, that's how it was, man. Yeah. Then if you look at your air quality in Houston, you'll see like maybe 30. You know, for us, it was like 256, dude. In Portland, it was like 400, yo. It just says hazardous.
Yeah.
So I don't have asthma, but my wife has asthma, so I've been messing with her asthma a little bit. And it telling everybody to stay inside as much as you can, keep the doors closed, windows closed. And it's been going on for over a week, man. We need some rain and wind. We got a little bit of rain, but not enough rain. Need more rain and more wind. But it's coming from California, Oregon, Portland. I mean, it's coming all over, man, all the way over here.
Crazy.
So many fires, man. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. 2020 has been a bitch.
Yeah, 2020 is a fucking asshole.
Jerk.
You're a fucking dickhead. What are you doing, bro? This is crazy.
Yeah, man.
What did we do to deserve this, 2020?
I know, man. This has been a year to remember. So much shit happens. So much life-changing stuff happened. Like, I know one thing. Once this corona shit is over and we get some kind of vaccine or something, I'm changing everything. I'm going out more. I'm going to hang out with people more. Going to see people more. Going to go travel more and see more. Took that shit for granted, man, before this pandemic.
Yeah. Always. Well, I do it next week, next month, next year.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
This later could be gone in a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ain't no more later.
Ain't no more later, man. You just don't know, man. Everybody dropping. People crazy, you don't expect to die dying.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law told my sister, like, because he I think he's turned 62, 63, something like that. To my sister, I'm still living up, man, because we're closer to dying now than we were 20 years ago. And that's actually true.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm 50 now, man. I'm closer to dying now.
Yeah. It don't sound cool.
It don't sound cool at all.
But it's true.
It's damn true.
You know, I've already started creating me a bucket list.
Yeah.
I'm starting on the filthy shit first, though.
You said filthy shit first?
Yeah, all the nasty shit. Then I'm going to go to Italy, go to Greece.
Boy, you're crazy.
Before that, you're going to be like hookers and cocaine.
Going to get real nasty up in here.
It's going to be real 50. I like that motherfucker on next Friday. Oh, yeah. Oh shit, it's Mr. Nasty time. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
but check this out. Look, we talk about nasty, bro. Check this out. So I joined this Facebook group I was telling you about earlier. Dear Jamie. And bro, this shit is hilarious, right? Mm-hmm. Man, they got everything from my... Here's a pretty tame one, all right? If your ex texts you, I love you. I want you back. How will you reply? Man, you got everything from... You know, I won't reply to... Uh-huh. All kinds of weirdo shit. I forgot. New phone, who this? You know what I mean? Just shit like that.
New phone, who this?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just, then they talk about, man, this latest one, the guy who ran for, I think governor of Florida? Or what's the black dude name? God dang it. But anyway, they talk a little bit about him. I can't remember his name. I'm about to Google it. But anyway, you know, he's he got caught in a hotel room.
Oh, did he?
With a chick and a dude, he already started his bucket list. His list nastier than mine.
Ready to get nasty. Yeah, as a governor.
I'm the only dick in my bucket list. He didn't see it the same way. But the guy, as far as politics go, it's sad because his sexuality probably stopped him from running for president or being a vice president.
Yeah.
He got the politics shit lined out pretty good, but that personal life came back and to haunt him.
Yeah.
You know, so in the group, we just talk about shit like that. And it's fucking hilarious, too.
But dude, we should go on some of those, man. Yeah. In this podcast, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely going to.
This is week one of the NFL. And what do you think about that, man? You watching the game? I know you watch gang. I know you like football. So,
well, here's my thought.
Okay.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Is the baddest man on the motherfucking planet.
Best believe it. I can't believe it, man.
Oh, my God. That guy is. That motherfucker's amazing, man. I don't like celebrate athletes and celebrities too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because some people take that shit too far. Yeah. But you also have to recognize when you see a unique individual.
Real, recognize real. Crumb.
Yeah, yeah. And man, listen, that motherfucker's out of sight. So that's a good thing. And I love watching them. What else? Texans suck.
They're fucked up. Man. Oh, my God. You can't tell me they ain't Miss Hopkins. You can't tell me.
Man, Hopkins went to goddog Arizona and acting an ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just acting an ass. And I just don't understand how his personal life could have been that intrusive on the team to where you want to trade him.
That's crazy.
Man, shit. Dallas Cowboys, them motherfuckers, they had goddamn crackhead. Motherfucking, I think Starworth, the motherfucker who killed somebody, played for Dallas for a little bit. The receiver.
We got problems in Cowboy land.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, Texas fucked up. Cowboys is tripping. My Texas football is pissing me off.
Yeah.
Saints are doing good. That's always been my other team.
Yeah.
So, but man, yeah. I like it, man.
As far as the atmosphere and stuff, how you feel about it? Like, I feel like
that's
with the fake crowd noise in the back and the way the camera's angled, you really couldn't tell there was no fans there until they pointed in the stand and you see nobody.
Right.
They even had the boos and the cheers in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was talking to my pops about it last week. I took him to his last chemo thing. And we was talking about it. I said, man, I think the only thing they're probably missing is like some fake fan noise. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if this is supposed to be a home game for Seattle, ain't no people in the stands, and we got to play, because they're going to probably have to play somewhere else for a while, for a week or two. Right? I don't know how Washington is, but I'm imagining it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So just say they have to go somewhere else, neutral ground, no fans, they can't play. I was like, man, if they had that damn fake noise, crowd noise, like if you get down to the 10, ain't nobody in the stands, but in these normal circumstances, you're visiting, it's going to be loud.
Right.
Now, if I go and I make it loud, find out whatever the decibel level is at that particular stadium, because they keep track of that, and simulate the similar noise, like goal line situations and the boos and all that, man, like you say, it's all camera angles after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're playing hard.
Yeah, now the NFL did make a ruling on the sound. They said if you play sounds in the stadium, it has to be the same volume for both teams. So you couldn't be like at home in Seattle and make it louder than you could like Patriots next week. So it had to be the same level.
See, that's what,
but it still sounded good. All the games that I watched that had
sound, that's what they fucking up.
Was good.
Because that's not accurate. Oh, yeah, I like it as a fan. I'm talking more of aligning with the football player.
Right, it's not accurate.
Yeah.
It's not loud enough.
Right.
Well, it's loud not.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's going to be better football, just like I think it's been better basketball without the crowd noise. Because what I'm just looking, what I'm piecing together, like some of these basketball players, I think a lot of these young cats really suffer from anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when they get in the atmosphere, they go on a away trip. They can't score because the crowd booing them, heckling them, and they get stressed out. But if you look at the way these boys playing in this bubble, man, it's like any given night, anybody on these fucking teams could go for 50 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like there's no added stress to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no, oh, man, when we go to fucking Staples Center, these motherfuckers sitting in the third row are always cursing me out. This is all fucked up. I hate them dudes.
Yeah.
Nah. Not here. Them boys is playing. Don't believe me? Ask the LA Clippers. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because Denver Nuggets, when they ask us home.
Yeah, I think they are playing. I know, I don't watch basketball, but football, they are playing hard, like you said. Yeah. They still playing hard. They still out there grinding. And it's been good. The commercials been good still. Football commercials are back.
Yeah.
The some stood in the locker room doing national anthem. Some kneeled, some stood elbow to elbow. Different people did different things, so that was good.
Now, what do you think about the difference, though? Some kneel, some stand in the locker room.
Like, none of that shit bothered me. It's better than going to a damn church and shoot up 100 people in the church. It's better than going and shoot up somebody else at a store. I mean, is that other thing that people could be protesting and doing versus just kneeling down doing a national anthem?
Yeah.
Like I said, having people that complain about that never even served the military in their life, never volunteered themselves to do it. So that don't bother me. You know, I don't think I don't look at it as disrespecting the flag. I look at it at them saying, look, America, we are here. We've been putting through all this bullshit for years. We've done so much for this country and served for our country. Hear us out. That's how they're saying.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm so proud of these young folks, man. Not just the athletes.
Yeah.
You know, but all these young folks that are participating in the protest.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the looters because they suck.
Yeah.
At some point, that shit's going to happen. Motherfuckers get tired of being nice and you ain't listening. Then I got to raise my voice. And to me, some of that looting. Not all. Some is people just raising their voice.
Yeah.
Not being heard.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Not all of it. Yeah. But some.
So overall, I'm glad football is back. And I think it's doing a good job with it so far.
Yeah.
And we just have to keep watching to see how it continue to go on. But I do notice a lot of players are getting hurt. Now, I don't know if that because there was no preseason, wasn't no hidden. We lost three starters for Cowboys. Two of them might be the whole year. One will be off for 6 weeks.
Who?
We lost Vanishes, the linebacker.
Yeah.
We lost the tight end Jarwin, as a starter tight end. And again, Lee. Lee gone again. Out of 3 years, he probably played 1 year already. He's been hurt so much.
He's gone always
for 6 weeks. He always hurt. But those are three starters and top players. Yeah. And both of those, two of those are the same position, linebacker. So now we have a linebacker, we have a tight end, and Witten is playing for Raiders now. So we can't call Witten up. He's gone. So now we stuck with third string tight end, trying to find another one.
Now that's going to be an interesting part when a couple of players get COVID. Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just that many people around each other that close. Because there's no system that's perfect. But anyway, so let's say Dak Prescott gets COVID. Who's the backup?
Somebody better than him? Dalton? We got Dalton now, y'all, second tree. So if the redhead, if he out, then the redhead comes in, I think we still be all right.
I think you're going to be all right with the redhead.
I think so.
Yeah, I kind of fuck with him.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
If you had to pick between the two, Dak might beat him out a tiny, tiny bit, but
yeah,
so close. Well, I think Dalton will still do good.
Yeah. So y'all winning.
But when I understand, though, I feel like they should have got shields for the mask, man. If they whole shields, why not get whole shields for the mask? That would help a lot. But so far, nobody got COVID, so hopefully nobody get it. But like you said, it's a possibility that they will get it.
Yeah.
So
But I like the sports is back.
Yeah, me too.
College sports coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm just happy because I would hate. It's like all right, with the podcast. Just say if COVID somehow affected podcast.
Yeah.
And we had to wait 5 months, 6 months. Mm. Somebody had to tell us when we could podcast.
Yeah.
I would be fucked up. And that's, I don't even get paid for this shit.
I know,
I made
right?
like $20 off of podcasting in 3 years. You know what I mean? So I don't get paid, but I would be fucked up. Somebody mm-hmm. tell me I can't do it. What do you mean I can't do it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what if I do this? Nope. What if I wear this? Nope. That would fuck me up.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, but I'm happy for them guys getting back to it, though.
Yeah, they seem pretty. Really they seem pretty excited about it and happy to be playing again.
Yeah, yeah. That, I saw an interview with one player. He was like, "Man, in the beginning, warm up, not having no crowd out there." He said, "That stuff was weird." He said, "But once we snapped the ball, so I was back to playing football with my friends, enjoying myself with my teammates, and it was a regular game."
You know, and I do see more of them talking to each other, laughing with each other.
Yeah.
Even after tackles and stuff, it's like yeah. they're talking more for some reason. Maybe.
Yeah. It's what we just said earlier.
Yeah.
Man, once we get free, bitch, man, we're going to be in these streets.
Yeah.
Go see my people, see stuff. And that's how they feel, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I love it.
Me too.
I really like the NBA on how they handle it because they're the first. NBA has always pretty much been the first to deal with social issues and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But they did a good job, so all these other leagues can follow their blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, that shit going to help us all.
Yeah.
Any sports fans, anyway.
Hey, man. Welcome back, sports. Yeah. Welcome back. All right, let's get to the topic you're talking about, man, on that Facebook.
All right, Dear Jane.
Jamie.
J-A-M-Y-E.
Oh, Y-E. Okay.
Thanks. I think it's an actual young lady's name, too.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they post. All right, let's get a top. Here we go. Boy, they get deep, brother. I'm telling you, man.
Why are you doing that? I'm going to update your iPhone, iOS 14. It's out. Big update.
This is really. Get up right now. So anyway, I got a good one. Dear Jamie, my boyfriend gave me an STD.
Oh.
He's swearing on his mom, his child, and Jesus. It wasn't him. And he don't have nothing. I know who I fuck. And I've been with them the last 3 years. Thing is, I'm pregnant, and that's how I found out. I do not want to be with them anymore. I don't think I want this baby either. I just can't. Am I wrong? Signed, I can't stay attached.
Man, baby got nothing to do with that, man. Baby got nothing to do with the STD. You had sex with no protection, evidently. So, baby, you got to keep the baby. For him, if you're not feeling him, you got to let him go. It's best to do it now and get it over with than have it linger on and start hating each other that something bad happened. And, I think you should just tell him, explain how you feel, and break it off. Work up some kind of agreement with the child, but you definitely you can't take it out on the kid. But it's just your body. You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Might tell you can't
yeah, but
do it,
yeah,
but
absolutely. But I mean, she wrote in asking for advice, so we're just gonna, you know, they're just giving her advice.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing, I'm not with the abortions.
Yeah.
I mean, if the mistake was made, then we turn into a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna end a life because I don't want to take care of it or. You know,
yeah,
I'm too
not
young,
like you
too
was raped
old.
Or anything from someone.
Right.
This is somebody now, you knew and you was in love with,
right.
Apparently.
Right.
So you made that baby out of love.
But that STD, though. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a thing right there. So,
talk about that.
Depends on what kind, though, too. If it's herpes, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe you had it before then.
Yeah, now that's the trick. That the herpes are filthy animal.
Yeah, herpes come back. It can go 3-4 years without coming back up. And then the fifth year, it's back up again, going for another 8 years.
But if he got it broad gonorrhea.
Yeah, that's current.
You just nasty. You need to wipe that, your ding-a-ling off.
Yeah. You put a hammer to that thing, dude.
Yeah, man. You know, nasty draws ass, Nick.
So, yeah.
Check this out.
Go ahead.
So, you think what? What's your final?
I think she should talk to him, explain to him how she feel. And for the child, she should not take it out on the child. It's her child. She made it out of love. She was making love. She was good then. Huh. So keep the baby and love it. That's it.
That's it, man. Yeah. Baby ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm, nope.
That's crazy. Man, what's the next one? Dear Jamie, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I'm sick of reading these responses about eating ass. Most of these women have eaten ass, and these NIGGAs will hold their legs high in the air like a cheerleader and get their ass ate. Mm-hmm. Stop the bullshit. Signed, I for real eat the booty like groceries.
First of all, that person is not tired of reading. That's why I keep reading it. So I don't think that person really tired of reading it. Like you said, I'm tired of reading. Man, he's been reading a lot of it.
He ain't tired. No, you ain't tired.
Nah, you ain't tired of it. You just want to put a comment in that people know you kind of into it, too.
Yeah. I'm a booty muncher.
Yeah, so, hey, it is what it is, man. You do what you do to get off, man. People look at this as being gross, but I mean, you're not gonna let a woman go take a shit and then force you clean her ass. You eat her ass out. That's not how it works, man. You ain't doing
no,
that.
No, Lord, no.
I mean,
no.
I mean, come but on.
Man, if you think about, like, really think about it, no bullshit. On its face value, it sounds gross as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But if your ass is clean, you got about 10-15 minutes for that bitch start stinking again. So you wipe that hoe off and get the business, man. You good?
You do it. Mean? You do it right when it come out the shower. You're fresh out the shower. You got plenty of time to enjoy that
fresh.
Shit.
And I don't give a fuck what size you are, big or small. Your ass gonna stink within 15 minutes of finishing your shower. This is the way it is.
And stop knocking shit till you try. You know, they may like this. It feel good. Yeah. Probably change your life.
But let me tell you what I ain't gonna do. I ain't gonna have my legs open in no motherfucking hell. I ain't doing that. No, sir.
You can put your legs on her shoulder?
No. Yeah. No. Nope. You ain't gonna have the king on that motherfucker looking like that.
So whoever wrote that post, we know you lying. We know you like reading this shit. That's why you keep coming back. Stop front. Yeah. Enjoy the conversation. Okay. Read what you're reading. Take a smile and keep it moving, man.
Keep it moving. Stop front. Stop front, you grocery eating motherfucker. You just trying to get some fucking attention.
Costco grocery eating motherfucker.
Yo, hell, I'm call that motherfucker, Mr. Costco. Motherfucker eating them samples. You're a sampler. You're a fucking sampler. Booty burgling ass.
It's funny people say shit like that, yo.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good group, though, man. Yeah. They're talking about doing their own little podcast. Okay. So that should be fun. That should be fun.
What else we got?
Yeah. Man, shit.
Pick another one. We'll give my opinions.
And another one. All right, here we go. Boyfriend, I'm not gonna say anything. Got the gay mayor running for governor. Check this out. Now this is random. This ain't no advice. So it says a bitch will lay in the bed with you. and a nigga shirt from three relationships ago. How do you feel about that? I got a personal opinion on it. So you with your old lady, right? Y'all just dating.
Okay.
And she come in her bedroom with a motherfucking Houston, Texas jersey on.
Okay.
And use a motherfucking cowboy fan.
Okay.
So you know that ain't your motherfucking shirt, first of all. And this bitch don't even watch football.
Oh, okay.
But she wearing the shirt that motherfucking Johnny gave her. And that Johnny, that was fucking 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 relationships ago. And she's still wearing this nigga shirt to bed.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that?
If it fits me, we good. If it don't fit me, we got a problem.
If you can't wear it, it's a problem.
It's a problem, but I can't wear it too. Yeah. I don't care if it's old shit she got from somebody, but if I can't wear it too, then you ain't wearing it at all. Take that shit off. Go burn that shit, do something with it, but ain't gonna be in this house.
Yeah.
But if I can fit it, hell yeah, this shit is shit. Fuck him.
Yeah. But if ain't, if it can't be our shirt, can't be no shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Now also, if I smell this shit, it still smells like her cologne, we got another problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That means you ain't watched this shit since you had it. You been 5 years ago and it still smell like cologne?
Yeah.
Still smell like Jupe? Hell no.
Hey, she had that shirt so long, the motherfucker smell like cool water.
Yeah, cool water. Hell no. We got a problem now. Now you holding on to it now. Yeah. Even fit me or not, it still got the burn.
Yeah. You didn't even wash this off. It still smell like motherfucking testosterone and cool water cologne. Nope. Just take it off.
No, take it off.
Take it off. Take it off. We gotta go.
Throw that shit in the fireplace right now.
We're gonna burn them. Fuck
that. Burn that shit. That shit ain't gonna live.
No, it must die. It has to die. It has to die. Sorry.
It's just been like cool water, yo.
Now check this out. This is another one's pretty cool. They talk about it's like a little meme. Females be trying to unfat themselves into compliments. Some motherfucker like, yeah, bitch, you're a little wide. Now, do you find most people, not just women, I think some men do it, will say disparaging things about themselves just to get a damn compliment or to garner some attention?
Yeah, man, people do that a lot, man. People do put themselves down to get attention. I don't understand that either, why they do that. Yeah, I just think those are people, just people who just really just don't have a lot of social life or a lot of friends, and are they insecure about themselves, and they figure, well, I'm gonna do it first before somebody pick up my bad side before me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna beat them to it before they call me fat. I'm gonna call myself fat first.
Right, they trying something out with Eminem. Rap battle shit.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you all about me before you say it.
Go ahead.
They're doing some of that Eminem shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you all the bad stuff about me before you get a chance to tell me.
Right, right. And there's some hoping they get some different compliment back, like, no, girl, you ain't fat. No, you not fat. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Sometimes people don't respond.
Well, how about this? What if you tell a motherfucker that they actually... Yeah. You gained what? You a little fat.
Then, yeah. I mean, you should. I mean, it's hard to be real people, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Say what?
Go ahead.
Now I was saying, I feel like it puts a lot of pressure on you when they do that to you. Like when they say, "Oh yeah, I'm fat," and they wait for you to respond back. Like, what do you say? Do you say, "Yeah, you are fat"? Or you say, "No, you ain't fat"? Like, it's kind of puts pressure on you to say the wrong or right thing.
Yeah, because you're friends.
Yeah, you're cool. Friends.
Or if it's a woman or whatever, you want to tell the truth. But I'm going to tell you like this, bro. Just from my personal experience, when I got up to 400 pounds and I really just snapped to being that big and I'm wearing size 52 pants, man, I'm knee high to a duck's ass, dude. I should not be that motherfucking wide.
Yeah.
But once it snapped and I realized it, I started getting mad at every motherfucker that was close to me.
Mm.
Because then not one son of a bitch say, "Hey, look, bro, I take that back. One person did. But I didn't really like her, so I didn't listen.
You didn't care, huh?
Nah, because I didn't like her. It was my biological mom.
Oh, okay.
And we wasn't on good terms then.
Yeah.
But what she said was true. I should have listened.
Right.
But she was the only one to say something. You know? She was like, I know I can't tell you nothing, but you're starting to look unhealthy.
Yeah.
And I took offense to it. Instead of acknowledging it, I was like, yeah, you're right. You should do something. You know? So I don't know. Me personally, you need to figure out a way to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't just brush it off because that could be serious, man. This person can be going off of what you tell them. If you're their loved one, mm-hmm. and you constantly tell them, no, you're good, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one day and this motherfucker 400 pounds. Now what you going to do?
Yeah.
Because they're looking at it like, bro, you told me you love this. We're good.
Yeah.
I asked you. Yeah, but it's a difficult thing.
It is difficult, man. It's hard to do that, man. So that's a good question. Stop.
They just need to stop fishing for fucking compliments. Motherfucker, tell yourself how good you look.
Exactly.
Fuck, I need you to tell me.
Look in the mirror. You know what you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be real with yourself. I know. I'm a fat dude. I know that.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be skinny. I ain't trying to be over fat. I'm just am what I am.
That's it. And, man, I've been on every kind of motherfucking diet. When I did paleo, I lost, man, I want to say about 160, 170 pounds. I lost a whole adult male in about a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I still wasn't skinny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was about 205, but I still damn near look the same as I do now because I'm actually just wide. My shoulders are wide.
Yeah.
So if you look at me straight on, you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah.
You know, other than my face. But yeah, man, it's just who I am. You know, I work out. I play my part, be as healthy as I can. But I do that more for health reasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You just got to be real with yourself.
Yeah, just, man, because that's how I am. You know, I make sure my numbers are good when I go to the doctor, keep my blood pressure straight, eat good most of the time, smoke weed a lot, don't drink as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, you know, I got these dark patches under my eye, around my eyelids,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of my forehead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm starting to think, because I my DNA has been like borderline celiac disease, mm-hmm. you know, like the extreme sensitive to gluten or whatever. So if I drink beer, I'm sick. If I drink, when I do my still sipping,
yeah,
man, I'm probably sick about 2 days after. Because of the effect of the alcohol.
Okay.
Now, I could do, like, I had some St. Arnold's cider. I could do cider. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Because it's like, really gluten-free.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, it's, anyway, I forgot what the fuck we were saying. Smoked too much weed. Huh? Oh, just being, I forgot what the fuck we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the person saying that they're fat. They want
to
call themselves fat, yeah.
Man, yeah, just be happy with who y'all, what you are, and keep it pushing.
Yeah,
if you don't like it, change it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't expect people to verify who you are and how you are. That's your job. You do it yourself.
I don't need you for that.
Yeah.
I didn't need nobody to tell me I was too fat to be so sharp. I know that. You know, I just wish a motherfucker would have recognized, help me recognize it sooner. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously when you doing that, man, you're just in your own space. You're not thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you got going on, that's what you're doing.
Yep.
But just be fucking happy, people.
Yep.
Can you?
That's it.
That's it, brother boy.
Any other ones?
Nah, man, that's about enough of them.
That's about enough?
Yeah. You say something for next week, but this shit is funny. It's a good little group. Shout out to all the people and dear Jamie. Y'all a bunch of nasty motherfuckers, and I love it. Y'all got to be the 50th group of people ever.
Oh, man.
And I think it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, that's some good topics in there, man. Some really good ones. Oh. All right. Any final words or anything?
Nah, man, shit. Really just, I want everybody to enjoy themselves, bro.
Yeah.
Enjoy themselves like we were talking about earlier. Start planning the great escape. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as soon as we're able, motherfucker, plan your trip somewhere, road trip. I ain't fuck with no planes for a while.
They're going on planes for a while?
Nah, that's too close.
That's too close.
they don't distance in the plane, man. They pack you in there just like ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, get that first class, dude.
That's what I need. Now, if they start distancing or, like, keeping a seat in between the two people,
yeah,
empty, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But plus, I like to drive anyway.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying, man, y'all start get your bucket list, man, of what you're going to do when you get set free from this COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Plan that shit. Focus on that. Give yourself something to look forward to, man, and just be ready.
Yeah, man, I'm going to say the same thing.
We probably won't be moving around freely until late next year, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, but in the meantime, man, you can compile a hell of a bucket list in those months.
Definitely live your life, man. Live it up and enjoy it. And because you never know, time is getting shorter. Fires, pandemics, hurricanes, all kind of shit is happening right now.
Hurricanes, yeah. We ain't even really gotten the flu season yet.
Yep, that's coming up. God damn.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit, man. There's a lot of shit that can get you down. It can fuck you up. But, man, you gotta always be fighting it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always got to do something to counteract the stress that comes with this whole pandemic shit.
Yeah. I try to tell people, I mean, find a hobby, man. Something you like to do, you enjoy doing it. Something that takes you away. Even if it's, you know, games, video games, coming books. Even if it's smoking a cigar, man, that's relaxing.
Yeah. Whatever it is, whatever your thing. Yeah.
And do it all the time, man. Just enjoy that moment that you're doing it.
That's it.
Because right now, it is crazy, man. And you never know.
It's bad.
You never know. I saw on the news the other day, a lady was driving on the highway. Somebody threw a big-ass rock through her window, yo. It went through the passenger seat. It went through the back of the passenger seat. Like, if it was somebody in that passenger seat, they'd have been dead, man. And the baby wasn't in the car. It was just hurt. But it took out almost a whole passenger side of the seat window. It was just gone, man. Big, I mean, a rock is like... Like, it barely took two hands to throw this shit off an overpass, man. Crazy shit.
That is crazy.
So, you just never know. You never know.
That is crazy. All
right, man. I guess that's it, man. You want to take us home?
All righty. All right, this is part of the show, man, where I want to thank y'all for listening to Chewing the Fat Podcast. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoyed the show. And in return, we would love it if you would leave us some feedback. So wherever you listen to the podcast, go find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, and live happy. Peace.
Peace, y'all.